Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Walter Kieschel back on the show. Walter Kieschel III is here. He's former editorial director at Harvard Business Publishers. He's a former managing editor at Fortune Magazine and the author of Office Hours, A Guide to the Managerial Life. And he's also the author of a book which has become one of my favorites. And you heard me talk about it even when Walter isn't here, The Lords of Strategy. Walter's helping me help you think more about strategy, not just executing, but thinking about where you're going. Walter Kieschel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back as always. And you've shown up here today with this fancy notion, I don't know where you're getting the idea that executives should take vacations. Now, do you think small business owners are part of that?
Absolutely. I think it's particularly important for small business owners to take vacations occasionally for a bunch of reasons, some of them relating to the health and mental health and physical health of the small business owner, but some of them relating to the health of their organizations.
So you're thinking that my company would be better off if I were gone for a little while?
Yes, I do think that's true.
Nothing personal, though, right?
Pardon me?
Nothing personal, though, right?
Well, what you find, I think, that if you do it right, a small business owner who does take some time off and leaves his people with kind of clear guidelines, but also maybe gives them a bit more responsibility during that period of time when he or she is gone, oftentimes comes back and finds that good things have happened in them. They've grown a little bit. They've grown a little bit more confident. And that carries through for the rest of the year in terms of their willingness to take initiative and to feel good about what they're doing.
So you think that by taking a vacation, I'm going to be rested when I come back. I'm going to feel more motivated, and by doing that, I'll be a better leader.
I think that's true too. I think if you take the right kind of vacation, where you're not checking your cell phone or your computer or your BlackBerry every 5 minutes, but and those have become the real vacation killers. But where you get away from them for a while and get away from where you've been and what you've been doing, you come back with a clear mind. You come back with a better chance of having new perspectives on your business and getting new ideas to make it better, and just a better sense of curiosity about things and inclination to observe and learn, which is essential for a small business owner, right?
Well, there are two things that are part of this, and we need to talk about that as we continue our visit. But one of them is what you're saying, what's good for the person. But the other is what's good for the organization. Actually, I guess I should say three things. What's good for the executive. For the business owner, and what's good for the organization, but also what's good about what you learn about your organization,
right?
And
exactly.
because that it takes some planning to pull this off. But let's talk about this. Do you see this as a problem? Do you see not taking vacations as a problem for executives?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been looking at the subject for 20 years now, and one of the things that I've noticed is that people take fewer vacations. They take shorter vacations.
Is this an American thing, you think? Because, I mean, I don't think they have this problem in Europe.
No, they don't have the problem nearly as much in Europe. Everybody, as anyone can attest, who's tried to visit Paris in August, vacances are nearly inviolable. Then one of the things that's been interesting to watch this summer is how all these European politicians have to come back from their vacations. David Cameron runs back from Tuscany to London when the riots there break out. Sarkozy has to leave the south of France to come in and help deal with problems in the Eurozone.
I had to come back. I had to come back from the south of France to do this interview.
Well, after, so it shows you how important and critical it is.
Exactly. But, in Europe, it's true. In Europe, they work to live. In America, we live to work.
Well, and couldn't we be thinking about a slightly better balance? I mean, even if you want to just live to work to live or live to work.
Can we send you the bill, Walter? Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about those three areas that I mentioned. I'm going to see if Walter will help me develop those three areas. The executive, the company, and the relationship between the two. Those are three different areas that where you could benefit from planning an executive vacation. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.